I am fulfilled. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am fulfilled. No need to get more if I am fulfilled. How can I be fulfilled? How can I live a life of fullness in every way? Well, the only way I can live a life of fullness in every way is to enjoy each moment to its fullest. When I look at a flower, I give it my 100% attention. I refer to this lady often, lovely lady Susan. And tall as can be, and husband as tall as can be, they're just a beautiful couple. And Susan has a very penetrating way about her, as I told you before. Susan will look at you when she is talking to you, and she will make you feel like you are the only person in the universe, and she will give you her 100% attention, and she will give it not as though you have stolen it from her or demanded it from her, but that's her nature. She just looks you square into the face, not penetrating into your eyes, not probing into your being, not sort of looking into your inner secrets and things, but she just lovingly embraces you with her attention. Now, I think that's a lovely phrase. She lovingly embraces you with her attention. I am fulfilled. You see, she is fulfilled with each person she speaks to. And each person she speaks to, when she is done sharing with them, and I doubt that she says too very much, but excuse me, when she is done sharing with any individual, that individual feels like they have just been given the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive, and that is the 100% attention of another person. Susan looks at you and makes you feel like you're important. Susan looks at you and makes you feel like what you have to say is worth hearing. Susan looks at you and says, you are a very handsome, a very beautiful person. Susan looks at you and she says, wow, what a marvelous experience I have the privilege of having to share with you and to listen to a few words and share a few words with you. What a beautiful gift I have. What a blessing. Wow. Could anything be more wonderful? You see, no need to get more. When Susan walks into her life, each experience that she has, she wraps it with her love and her attention, and the experience is all the more magnified in beauty, wonder, and greatness. This is something we could all train ourselves in. One-pointed attention. Whatever we do, whatever we're looking at, whatever we're talking to, whomever we're talking to, or whatever we're talking to, I sometimes talk to the flowers and the birds and the trees. I sometimes talk to the sky. I talk to myself a lot. And I talk to my world, and I find great joy in it. But when I talk to the sky, I look at the sky and say, sky, you're wonderful. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful sky. You're so deep and so blue and so wonderful. I know why you're blue. I know why you're there. But, heck, that doesn't bother me. I like what I created because it's beautiful. And the sun, oh, and it sparkles up over the mountains in the morning, and its little beams poke up here and poke up there, making radiant rays into the sky. And then when plop, it comes rolling over the top of the mountain and comes right into my view and says, good morning, Herb. I'm here just for you. And I say, well, thank you, Mr. Sun. How nice to have you here. Mr. Sun, what adventure did you have last night while I was sleeping? And the sun says, oh, I had happy adventures. Just like your dreams, I had happy adventures, and I did happy things, and I had such a fulfilled life. If I were to pop out of existence at this moment, I would have considered myself to have done everything I ever wanted to do. And that's why I'll never pop out of existence, because I keep on doing everything that I want to do. I live in the billions and zillions and trillions of years, and isn't that wonderful? Sort of a, as far as we're concerned, as a human level, that's eternity. That's forever. You see, I am fulfilled. And when you go around the world and you look at life as a fulfilled person, it is exciting. There's nothing more to get. I look at my car and I say, wow, what a great car. I look at our trucks, I look at our ranch up here, 104 acres, I say, what a great place to be. It's a meditation center, and everyone who walks upon this ground feels the meditation qualities that we have here. And I don't really care if they do. I do. When I walk these grounds, I feel the peace, the meditation, the love, the joy, the harmony, the goodness. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I am fulfilled. This is where we go in life. I am fulfilled. This is what we do in life. I am fulfilled. This is what we are in life. I am fulfilled. Have a lovely day and join me in being fulfilled in everything. I love you. I love you. I love you.